Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com, they'll help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And as we like to say here at the Odd Couple, this is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. For the next 3 hours, you won't be disappointed. We're waiting on Rob Parker. He's in New York. I think he's having some technical difficulties. Is that the case still? Yeah, we can't hear him. We will get him on the mic as soon as we can. You're in? I don't hear him. I see him trying to talk.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
All right.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. You see, you're in New York, right?
Yes, I am.
Pouring rain, yes.
Yeah, I know. My new leather jacket and sneakers ruined. Thank you, New York. I appreciate you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's been a deluge. Mike, I'm good.
Why
didn't
you check the weather?
Because, I just figured it's going to be, I didn't know it was going to be pouring rain the whole time. My God.
Wow.
Unbelievable. But
I mean, I walk every day in New York now, you know, during the week. So, I check the weather now every day.
No, it makes sense.
I didn't used to do that. So I'm not jumping on it.
But now you have to do it right because you're going to be outside every day walking.
Right. What type of shoes did you have? Sneakers?
Jordans, you know that.
Oh, were you serious? Brand new?
Brand new.
What kind? What,
threes, and they're the black ones. They're real nice, man, but they've been wet. I hope that I'll be able to.
This is the first time you wore them?
Second time. So I was like, I wanted to wear something nice or whatever.
They're not going
to
be the same.
Yeah, they won't. I'll have to buy another pair. But anyway, let me say this real quick.
Listen to that. See, he snuck that in there. Like, I'll just go tomorrow. I'll get another pair.
I'll buy another pair.
No big deal.
But I want to say, Chris, you know, the Omega Sci-Fis, the Qs, had a 75th anniversary celebration last night on Long Island, in Jericho, Long Island, and I was one of about seven or eight people who were honored last night, and what a great time, and it was very touching and very nice that they honored me for my career and the things that I do, and you know, being a fraternity man yourself.
Yep.
Those fraternities are really good in the community, and they do a lot of things. It's more than just having parties and drinking and step shows. I mean, there's a lot of community service that is involved as well. And Mitch Walker, who was the star basketball player in high school, it's his chapter. He's a part of that chapter, Chris. And he nominated me, and it was great to see Mitch. And the crazy thing was, the second ever story I ever wrote for the Beeline, which was the high school newspaper, was about Mitch Walker. So 40 years later, here's Mitch nominating me and having me up there. So thanks a lot to the Qs. I appreciate it. My family was there. It was a great time.
Jesse Jackson's a Q. Michael Jordan is a Q. I believe honorary Q.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I think is a Q. Stephen A., I think honorary.
Wow.
Q? I think.
Yeah, I think honorary,
yeah. Yeah.
All good, but there you go. Yep. So we're ready to roll, my man.
All right, well, we got a great show for you. So like I said, keep it locked here for the next 180 minutes. We got the iCouple crew in full effect, of course. Super producer Rob G in the house on the ones and twos, as always, DJ Alex Heischer. And, of course, it is a Funky Flashback Friday, so we call him Tom Crady.
Oh!
He better be funky, I'll tell you that.
And it's all not right, because of his skin complexion. We just want you to know that.
Rob, stop
and,
it.
are on the updates, Monsi Bolaños.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Rob. It is essentially the midway point of the NFL season. Of course, now there's 17 games, so it's not an exact midway point. Some teams have played 8 games, some have played 9, but we're there. And so a lot of, you know, mid-season awards, you know, nothing being given out, of course, but just kind of who's the MVP at this point? Who's the offensive player of the year at this point? Things of that nature. Sports Illustrated's Albert Breer surveyed 38 executives around the NFL, 20 of them GMs, and asked them, you know, for their award choices. And Patrick Mahomes was the overwhelming MVP, received 20 of the 38 votes, more than twice as much as Jalen Hurts, who was second. Tyreek Hill, for what it's worth, was the offensive player of the year. I have no problem. I actually think Mahomes is the MVP right now. My preseason pick was Josh Allen, but I do think Mahomes has been the best player in the league, and I think he's the MVP. My thing is this, though, Rob, and I've said it on this show and elsewhere. I think that the NFL needs to make a quarterback award that's the equivalent of the Cy Young Award. Because the MVP has essentially become a quarterback award, unfortunately. And so an offensive player of the year is kind of, well, the other guy. It's not a quarterback, right? We're going to get... But nobody, it just doesn't have that same prestige. And so maybe what, you know, you call it whatever you want, the Peyton Manning Award, the Joe Montana Award, whatever you want to call it. But I'd like to see that. And then the separate MVP award, you could really consider players, you know, at other positions. Now, Rob, pitchers can win the MVP as well, right? And Cy Young, and a few have. But for the most part, I'd like to see other position players considered for MVP and a separate award for quarterbacks, because it's right now, no one else essentially has a chance to win MVP.
Yeah, I'll disagree with you from this standpoint. The league has changed. It's not the same league. Running backs aren't the same. There aren't even full-time running backs. Most of them split duties with other people, so that's going to downgrade their numbers. It's a passing league. Patrick Mahomes threw 60 times the other day. How is he not going to be the MVP when you have that much control of the game? And the game has turned into a passing league. So I don't really think that there's anything strange about quarterbacks winning it because of that. And I think even in the case of Tyreek Hill, he can't do it by himself. Like, he's catching all these balls. Somebody's throwing him the ball. So I just don't understand how we'll look at it and think that anybody other than the quarterback, when that's how much influence that they have on the game. We go back to the old days, Chris. We talk about it all the time. When you go look back at some of the great quarterbacks and what they did, they might have thrown 20 times a game. So, right. Of course, you know what I mean? Like the game has changed. So the old quarterbacks didn't win all the time because, you know what? It wasn't a quarterback-heavy league. And Barry Sanders got the football more times than Rodney P. threw it. You know, like that, right. That is really what happened. Or Eric Dickerson
or some of
these guys. I mean, it was definitely.
Guys would run 300, 350, 350 times a year.
Right.
And some quarterbacks would throw that much. You're right.
Right. Yeah. And now, Chris, they've just bastardized the game so much into just arena football. That's the only way. There's almost no way anybody else is going to be the MVP unless some guy has 20 sacks. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be, like, so eye-popping or so game-changing in order for that to happen. But we have jumped that shark with quarterbacks, and like it or not, because of the way the game is played, or unless, Chris, we get a dynamic runner where some team says, this guy is going to be the offense and we're running the football and we're going to ride this guy out and have our quarterback only throw on third downs or once in a while, you know what I mean, to get a first down when we really need it. Until we get there, I don't see this changing.
Yeah, I would disagree. And you make some good points because obviously the game has changed. But still, you still do have a few bell cows. For instance, Rob, The top four vote getters were Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson. Derrick Henry was fifth. I mean, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, Nick Chubb. Now, Chubb's team isn't winning, so obviously he's not going to be considered very highly. But they're running the ball and getting the same yardage that the running backs of the past got. Those three. Jonathan Taylor last year obviously was, you know, for Indianapolis. Defensively, and I get it, defensive players typically haven't won it for the most part in any era, but you know, there certainly could be an argument for Micah Parsons. A lot I've been debating on our show with, whether it was Greg Jennings, Jeff Schwartz, former player today, Nick Wright, they all think Tyreek Hill is the Dolphins' most valuable player. I think it's Tua, but that's to my point. Those are, you know, examples of people seeing guys at other positions who they think deserve the award or deserve more consideration than that team's quarterback. So I do think even in this pass heavy age, a quarterback still can't do it by himself. To your point, Aaron, you said like earlier, a lot of the great quarterbacks didn't win it back then because they didn't control the game as much. But even still, even with Aaron Rodgers throwing it a lot more than the other quarterbacks, he hasn't won but one. You know, Peyton Manning only won two. So you still, besides Tom Brady, I mean, nobody's won a ton since Joe Montana won four. So I still think there are definitely guys at other positions that should get far more consideration. And it's just interesting, Rob. I almost don't remember when it became almost solely a quarterback award, but it has. And I think it just kind of, It shouldn't be that way. Yeah. I think
in the last 5 years, I guess there's only been two players other than the quarterbacks who've gotten votes, right?
To even get a vote, right, let alone win it.
Cooper Kupp and Todd Gurley, right, I think are the only two. So I get that, but because even in the Cooper Kupp situation, right, Stafford was throwing the ball to him, and people didn't look at Stafford in that light. But I think that's where the problem lies is those guys can't do it by themselves, right? They need somebody to get them the ball. Calvin Johnson put up unbelievable numbers with Stafford. He never won an MVP despite his unbelievable numbers. Again, they didn't win.
Well, that's an interesting thing too, Rob.
They didn't win, you know?
Right. Receivers have become more important part of the game. You know what I mean? Could they win it over quarterback? That's a discussion for sure. But they're certainly more important than running backs nowadays in most cases.
And let's not forget, it was 2012 with Adrian Peterson? Since 2006, only one non-quarterback has won. So what is that, Chris? 2012, so 10 years, right? It's been 10 years. Adrian Peterson had an unbelievable year. And I don't know, we could go back and look at the quarterbacks. I don't think they had jumped the shark and thrown the ball as many times as they do it now.
Not now.
10 years
not
ago.
Yet. Right.
But like I was just saying.
But it still was viewed as a quarterback. What'd you say? So once since 2006?
Yeah, since 2000.
No, he won it in 2012, but the last running back before him was 2006.
I think 2006, yeah. So it's been 15, 16 years.
Lawrence Taylor.
And LT.
LaDainian Thomas.
LT
was gone.
I'm with you. Right, but you know what, Chris? I'm with you. Every time I hear LT,
I know. And that's the first name I think is Lawrence Taylor.
Are we old or is that?
Look, LaDainian Tomlinson was great, but LT.
There's one LT, and it's
Lawrence Taylor.
I was always like that. Like, I don't know if I would want that as my nickname. You know what I mean?
Give me something else. MJ in basketball.
To me, there's only two MJs to me.
Michael Jackson and Michael Jordan.
right.
Absolutely. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, off to a rousing start on this Funky Flashback Friday. We want to throw it out to you. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. I believe they should create a separate award, like a similar to the Cy Young Award for quarterbacks. Do you agree with me? Rob doesn't. Do you? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, and we want to open up the phone lines to you, 877-996-6369. Do you agree with me that there should be a separate, kind of like the equivalent of the Cy Young Award for quarterbacks?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off here with Jax in Kansas City. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jax?
Rob Parker, thank you, sir, for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
My brother, Broussard, what's going on, bro?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, man, tell my man Nick Wright, Big Jack said, what's up?
Big Jack? Does he know you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Were you living in Harlem or something?
No, he lives in Kansas City.
Oh, Chris? You know him from Kansas City. Okay.
Jack's in Kansas City.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, Luke? Yeah, so you know, just let him know, and I got a spot for you if y'all want to come here for the big NCAA tournament time.
Yeah, yeah. I got to get to Kansas City. I missed it this summer.
Yeah, I've only definitely. Been through. I've never been there to spend.
Is that right, Chris? Oh, you never stop? Man. Wow.
No, no.
Oh man, we are exploding right now. You know, we got the draft coming here. We just got World Cup games coming. We got the city is absolutely exploding right now. So. Yeah, man, I got a spy college basketball experience, be right inside the building with the games. One of our frat brothers is the executive director. So it's all hooked up, bro. It's ready to go.
We'll see if we can work it out. What you got on this topic?
Hey, I tell you what, man, we are having a discussion here in this town right now. As great as Pat Mahomes is, and I know we're going to get to the award, but as great as he is, they need to run the ball. That's because you can't do it alone as a quarterback, man. It doesn't matter. He threw 68 times, man, and they barely beat a rookie quarterback, bro. At home, you know, and it was just so. In other words,
well, you become predictable.
I don't think you need a separate award. Another award doesn't really matter, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't be good enough, like AP did, to break through the quarterbacks to get to the MVP, then
I don't think they're even considering you anymore. I mean, you have to do something spectacular, right?
Thanks for the call, Jack. Because the quarterbacks have such control over the game. I mean, that's really where we are. Marlon in Indianapolis, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Hey, how you brothers doing, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I agree 100% with you, Chris. I believe it should be a separate award. And I don't understand how Rob can say that the receiver shouldn't win it or they don't have a good case for winning it because they can't do it alone, and then turn around and say that the quarterback is capable of doing it alone himself. It's basically what he's saying. If the quarterback
– The quarterback throws to more than one person. He doesn't throw to just one guy. So if a quarterback is – all right. So that's what is the difference. The wide receiver is only getting the ball from one person. The quarterback is throwing to multiple people. What don't you get?
Yeah, I understand that. I get that. I get that. And
no, you said I didn't know what I was talking about. I don't know how that's
– no, 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 no. I didn't say you didn't know what you were talking about.
Rob is testy. His Jordans just got soaked, so he's a little testy.
I know.
No, I don't understand that. One guy is getting a ball from one person, and then the other quarterback is throwing to eight people. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Now, can I rebut?
Go ahead.
If Patrick Mahomes, you mentioned that Patrick Mahomes threw the ball over 60 times the other night. If Patrick Mahomes goes 1 for 68, are we having this conversation? So someone have to be on the receiving end and completing it. So if they're going to keep this quarterback dominant award, I believe that the receivers or tight ends, the pass catchers on his team, should have honorable mention. Put their names in parentheses on that award.
But I think there are cases where a running back, you know, a receiver yards after catch, Rob, was incredible. You know, things like that, or he's just making a bunch of incredible catches that are almost saving the quarterback. I think those are cases. But I only push back against the notion that the quarterback does it alone too. Like, he can't do anything without the offensive line.
But I'm talking about the idea that
football, nobody does it by themselves.
Yeah, but the difference is he has more options, Chris. So he might make two or three players have great years. You know what I mean? On numbers. That's why, compared to one wide receiver, and why Cooper Kupp only got one vote, even though he had 145 catches. Tony. Tommy, I'm sorry, in Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tommy?
Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for taking my call. It's always great and entertaining. Listen to both of you every day.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm home from work.
Yes.
Just wanted to – I am more on Chris's side. Just like everyone else has said, the quarterback cannot do it alone. And I'm always curious what everyone's definition of MVP is. Because the defense, Aaron Donald is a beast. Patrick Mahomes running, throwing it 60 times. Derrick Henry could run it 30 times. He's a beast, but they couldn't do it without the offensive line. I think too much is given to the quarterback and not enough to the team. and the MVP.
It's not a team award, though. I mean, that's the problem. And if you know, if you're talking about the offensive line, you're going to pick out one person.
You can.
I
mean, you could easily do that.
It's hard, no. But he has to have an extraordinary year, and I don't think that there have been guys who have had those. That's the issue.
And the tackles.
And again, yeah. Not only that, but the news, they won't publicize offensive line because it's not sexy. So
right,
and
that's
no
been the history. That's been the history of football. I mean, forever. Like linemen just don't get, particularly offensive linemen. You just don't get the publicity that the quarterback, the running back, the receiver. You know, people are into the guys that score the points. But
exactly.
Yeah.
Aaron Donald should be MVP multiple times, but no one's going to give it to him because he plays defense.
Yeah, and that's been the case, Rob, with the Heisman for the most part. You know, it just is what it is. But like I said, I think it'd be nice to have a separate award. All right, Pete Rose, Rob, trying to get in the HOF again. We'll discuss that next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pete Rose, we all know the story. One of the greatest players ever, the all-time hits leader. How many guys have had over 4,000 hits?
Off the top of my head, a couple. I want to say Ty Cobb.
Yeah, he's the leader. Yeah, it might be just two, you think?
I don't have it in front of me. A lot of guys have.
Rob G, see if you can look that up.
Yeah, I think
just those two. Ty Cobb and Pete Rose.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Or he's looking at it?
No, he looked it up.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Those two guys. Okay.
Yeah. But he wrote a letter to Rob Manfred, the commissioner, to try to get back in the Hall of Fame. Let me see if I can read a little bit of it. But, yeah, he's trying to get back in. I am writing. Here it is, Pete Rose. I am writing today for three reasons. First, because at my age, I want to be a 100% sure that you understand how much I mean it when I say that I'm sorry. Second, to ask for your forgiveness. And third, because I still think every day about what it would mean to be considered for the Hall of Fame. He's 81 years old now, Rob. 1989 was given a lifetime ban from baseball. What are your thoughts on this?
I don't want to sound like a mean guy, but they gave Pete Rose so many opportunities, Chris, and he was so stubborn and would not listen to the Major League Baseball. They had the goods on him. Anybody could sit around and say whatever they want about gambling. At that time, and Chris, you covered baseball, the biggest sign in the room said if you gamble on baseball, right. What, Chris? That you're banned from the game, right?
Right.
You couldn't miss the sign. It was so big. And baseball a few years back, Chris, I don't know if you remember when they were doing, I can't remember what year it is because they all blend together. We had the All-Star Game in Cincinnati, and they had the, the Mount Rushmore of each team.
Right.
And they couldn't put together a Mount Rushmore of the Cincinnati Reds without Pete Rose. And Pete was on that list of the four players, and baseball allowed him to come to Cincinnati, Chris. Do you remember? And take part?
I remember, yep.
He was not supposed to be at the ballpark ever in a sanctioned event for Major League Baseball.
Right.
And they allowed him.
Is that when Jim Gray?
It was an interview, yeah.
Right.
And Pete, Chris, they tried to, that was when they were softening.
So do you think they were, because
I think they were softening
the context,
at that point.
Yeah, I feel like, look, man, people that commit heinous crimes serve a certain term, right? 30 years, 50 years, whatever it might be, life sometimes. But this has been 30-some-odd years for him. But to your point, tell us what you're saying, because it's one thing if they've never really budged or even opened the door
I think they've opened the door. And then when he wrote the book, he lied for 14 years that he didn't do it. Then he wrote a book, Chris, saying that he did it to make money off the book, if you remember that. That's when baseball was mad at him, when they allowed him to do the Cincinnati thing, and then he comes out with a book saying he did it after he called everybody in Major League Baseball liars for 14 years, despite the information that they had on Pete. So all I'm saying is Pete would be in the Hall of Fame right now, Chris, if when they busted him, he apologized and said, I made a mistake, and I'm going to Gamblers Anonymous, and I'm so sorry, I never meant to hurt the game. I believe that. That's not what he did.
Do you?
I really believe that. I do believe that. I'm not saying that day or that year.
Right.
But you gotta own it first before people can forgive you. Come on.
Well, look, that's what I'm saying. I'm not justifying it, but when a person's initially caught a lot of times, and I'm talking about caught doing something like that, you know, versus, I mean, Kyrie Irving, there was no excuse for him not to apologize, you know, last week. So I'm not talking about something like that. But I'm talking about a lot of times when people are caught doing something illegal or a crime or something, it's not unusual for them to initially deny it. What's more damning to me is, as you were saying, years later, decades later, he still was doing it. And so it's a really unfortunate
and Chris,
that he's not going to be in the Hall. But, you know, I feel the same way about Bonds and Alex Rodriguez and Clemens, guys who clearly are some of the best players that ever play, like the ultra elite, and they're not in there.
Yeah, I just think in the case of Pete Rose that he's done most of the damage to himself. There's no reason baseball wouldn't want its all-time hit leader in the Hall of Fame. I've been to the Hall of Fame a number of times. All of his memorabilia, his bats, everything is in there, Chris. It's not like they've ignored.
It's just not a bust.
It's just not a bust of him. Exactly. That's what's not there. And I'm saying Pete could have been involved or been there had he had some humility for a long time, you know, like just admit it and stop blaming baseball,
right, for
what he did. And he never took ownership of it. And I think that's why he's in this predicament. I get it. He's 81. He's probably thinking, how many years do I have left? It's going to be a shame that I'm not going to see it. And that's why he's saying, I'm sorry now. That letter should have been written 25 years ago, Chris, for real.
Do you think he'll get in? I mean, he'll probably, you know, I mean, not to sound morbid, but ultimately he's going to die, you know, within the next decade or so, presumably. Do you think he'll get in after he dies? Not immediately after, but yeah, at some point, 20, 30 years from now?
I don't know. I just think that he was on the Fox pregame show, Chris, and then the allegations about him having...
That's the thing, too. Because he was really good.
He was good on that.
He was like a poor man's Barkley.
Thank you. It was a funny... He had a great gig, and a lot of the kids didn't even know he was a great player. He was like this funny guy, right, on the pregame show. You know it, Chris. He was really good.
Great. It was great.
And then there were allegations about him, and people can go read him if they want, about some underage girl
really
30 years ago or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then he got taken off that show. So,
Yeah. All right. Looks like whatever the case, he's not getting in anytime soon. I don't think Manfred is going to budge.
I don't think that's on the top of his list.
No, right,
you know what I mean? Like, I just don't.
Totally agree. All right, Rob, the Cowboys need to stop running their mouths. Play football. We'll get into that next. iCouple Fox Sports Radio plus Shekel City.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. That's right, it's the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. And fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. That's right, introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. That's right, you heard me right. A gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
All right, it's a funky flashback Friday. DJ Alex Tyshire deep in the crates. Little Mary Jane girls up in
here. Let's go!
All right, we are live from the TireRack.com studios, and it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Of course, Shekel City, BetMGM, if you're trying to put down a couple shekels for the weekend. The last time we had Shekel City, because I was off last night because of the award ceremony, but I was 3-0, and of course I didn't bet any shekels, so I was mad. But here we go tonight. Best bet, I'm taking the Cavaliers plus 2.5 at the Warriors in San Francisco, Chris. I like the Cavs in this game.
Cavs looking good, man.
Warriors are still struggling. 4-7, not looking pretty. I'm going to take the Timberwolves plus 4.5. They need a game. They just feel like they're disjointed, like it's not together
they're
yet.
They're looking bad.
Am I right? So I just think I'm going to take the 4.5. They're going to play the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis, so I'll do that. And the Knicks got demolished the last time we saw the Knicks by the Nets. It was ugly. It was fugly, in fact, Chris.
Well, everybody's getting demolished by the Nets right now.
So, but this one was bad. I'm expecting the Knicks to bounce back because it was so terrible. I think they only scored 85 points in that game. The Pistons are in New York, Chris. I don't know what the score is now. I'm sure you're watching it, but I had the Knicks minus 8.5. I think they beat up on Detroit by at least 10. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Rob, big game. A lot of big games, obviously, but Dallas is going to Green Bay. First time back for Mike McCarthy after he was unceremoniously dismissed, fired, in other words, by the Packers a few years ago. He goes back in a little bit of glory right now, 6-2.
Sure, he's up. The team looking Packers good. Are down.
Yep.
Wasn't able to do that the last couple of years, but
right,
here it is.
Right. He's lucky this is the first time back. And especially with LaFleur doing so well those past few years, too.
Yeah, I mean, he won 13 games his first 3 years.
Right,
I mean,
right. Absolutely. But Rob, and I've said, I don't know, I know you and I have talked about this. I can't remember where you were on OBJ. I would love to see the OBJ with the Cowboys. I think that is a great place for him. I think it's got great upside for him to show his stuff individually, assuming he still can play that well, and yet he wouldn't go in there with pressure to be the man. But the Cowboys, Rob, I mean, Micah Parsons, Jerry Jones, Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott, they have all gone out there publicly and talked about how much they want Odell Beckham Jr. I get it. They've probably been asked about it. But still, you don't have to just bite, so to speak. And Rob, I think a few things. One, I think this has set them up potentially for failure. Number one, what if he doesn't go there? What if he goes, in fact, to one of your rivals, the Giants?
Right.
Which is, right? Or Tampa Bay. Two, what if he does go to you and he's not that good anymore? Okay, now you got all these expectations. And three, how do your current receivers feel? Like, I get it if it was but still, I think it'd be a little more understandable, Rob, for receivers if it's Tyreek Hill, you know, or somebody who's just dominated the league the last few years at that position. But OBJ's been hurt. He's, you know, been out. He's coming off his second torn ACL. He hasn't, you know, because of injuries or whatever other issues, he hasn't been dominant. Rob, he hasn't made a Pro Bowl since 2016, and I know he was great in the playoffs. But I just think that they need to be focused on what they're doing. I think they can pursue Odell behind the scenes. Heck, Rob, you know this. Players can text with him and all that. But I think it's just too much publicly.
Welcome to the Cowboys. This is they are.
Good point.
This is just who they are, Chris. And it's always over the top. They think everybody wants to be in Dallas. And, you know, they're still living off the dynasty. They had a dynasty 26 years ago. I mean, like,
Odell,
Chris,
was barely born.
Right. That was a generation ago.
He was four.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
Right.
Stop.
Right.
It's always over the top. Jerry can't help himself. 100%. Have us a little, be happy where you are and what's going on with your team. Do that on the side. And then you surprise everybody that you got them.
Right. And you don't pour, like, Rob, first, if he went there, it was already going to be a lot of hype, right? Because he's OBJ going to the Cowboys. Now, it's even more so. Like, it would have been hype just because he's joining the Cowboys. But now, Rob, the way they've been talking, you expect him to average 90 yards a game receiving.
Yeah, it's just, it's how they operate. It's too much over the top, but
when he went to the Rams, it was like, he's our fourth guy. Yep. We'll see what he can do. You know what I mean? It was no big deal. And when he only, I think he had two catches his first game, something like, he didn't do that much until the playoffs.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
More. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Nobody was like, oh, OBJ's not really doing much. It was fine. But if he went to Dallas and had three touches a game, it would now look like, wow, what is up? What's wrong with OBJ? It becomes a big story. So, yeah, I think they need to just keep their eyes focused on the prize, which is winning games. All right, 2 hours left of the Odd Couple. You know what to do. Lock it now.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds from Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.